brothers and sisters in Christ, as I thought about these words of Jesus and the branches being cast out, I couldn't help think of all of the branches I saw from our storm yesterday laying on the ground that weren't able to stay connected. Do you think that with that hail that we will get our snow amount increased? Maybe. We could have the record. How important it is, though, to stay connected to the vine as branches. If we want to bear fruit in Christ, if we want our works to have the effect that God wants on them, how essential it is that we stay connected. And so this is why St. Paul, who reaches out to the farthest ends of the earth by his missionary zeal, is being called back in that reading from the Acts of the Apostles. He and Barnabas making their way back in order to go and meet with the church. And we don't get to hear today the outcome of that meeting, so we're kind of set on edge a little bit. The apostles and presbyters met together to see about this matter, circumcision. Does everyone have to continue to do all of these practices from the old Mosaic law? And so it's important in this moment of tension that the church leads us today in with this reading, to remember that things don't always have an immediate answer, that there is time for questions, there is time for wonderment, there is a need again to call upon the Holy Spirit to make sure that we are remaining in Christ, totally rooted in Him, and that our closeness with Christ can increase. Remember, the Father wants us to bear much fruit in our lives. And we pray for this in the Psalms with these words. It's written two times in a row. It says, Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. We want our Lord to work through us. What's so important in the midst of that is to remain connected to Christ. And this is why we're an apostolic church. We know that we have our bishop who just lives down the street from us and works across the street from us. We stay connected to Christ through our apostles. And so let's remember that especially as we come to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist and have communion with Him, that we are desiring to remain in Him, to stay connected to Him amidst the storms of this world, of this life. And that way we will bear great fruit. We prepare our hearts to receive the fruit of Mary's womb now in the Eucharist, Jesus Himself.